The 51st Ann Arbor Film Festival is underway, with most events at the Michigan Theater. The festival's long been a showcase for makers of independent and experimental films. Current State Scott Pohl spoke with Program Director David Dinnell about the Ann Arbor Film Festival's history and a couple of this year's highlights.
The festival started in 1963 by filmmaker George Manupelli, and he was involved with the art scene and kind of countercultural art happenings in Ann Arbor and around the University of Michigan. And it began as a forum for independent filmmaking. So artists that were working with film outside of any kind of studio system, and the festival is really just a platform for that, and it really has continued this way for the past 50 years. This is our 51st year. Obviously, the medium of film, you know, has evolved. The festival started to incorporate video and computer-generated digital works in the past decade, but also still shows a lot of 16mm film.
The festival has shown films by people like Andy Warhol in the past, and also some artists who went on to more mainstream careers like Gus Van Sant and George Lucas. Can you tell me what the festival has meant to the careers of some filmmakers?
Gus Van Sant, in particular, has said that the festival, you know, that Ann Arbor meant a lot because the festival had shown his earliest work. So these were really short films, you know, just a few minutes long. And, you know, he received encouragement that there was a place for this kind of filmmaking and for him to develop his own filmmaking into these feature-length works that he became better known for. And the same thing with George Lucas. I mean, his student film, THX 1138, like 17-minute version that he made when he was out there, had won awards when it showed at Ann Arbor, and then a few years later, he developed that into a feature-length film.
One of the weekend highlights for people who are listeners to public radio stations and viewers of public television stations would be the visit that Ken Burns has planned on Saturday to show and talk about the Central Park Five. That's coming to public TV stations next month, but people can see it early at the festival this year.
That's right. And in addition to just being able to see the film here, it's really going to be a special afternoon.
I want us to remember what happened that day and be horrified by ourselves.
Last night, a woman jogger was found unconscious and partially clothed in Central Park. She was beaten and sexually assaulted. Five youths were arrested at 96th Street, all between 14 and 15 years of age.
They got them!
A lot of people didn't do their jobs. Reporters, police, prosecutors, defense lawyers. This was institutional protectionism. We falsely convicted them, and we walked away from our crime.
One of the five, one of the Central Park Five, Raymond Santana, is coming in from New York. And he was the youngest of the five at age 14 to be convicted in the Central Park jogger case, wrongfully imprisoned. He ended up being exonerated in 2002. So he'll be here on stage directly after the film with Ken Burns to talk about his experience. We'll talk about the film. We're also bringing in some legal experts on wrongful conviction that are working in that movement.
Tell me about one or two of the other weekend highlights on the schedule this year.
We have a visit from Susan Pitt. We're presenting two programs, so almost a complete retrospective of her 40 years of animation. She's maybe known more as a kind of cult animator. She's best known for her film Asparagus, which came out in the late 70s, but it really set people's imagination, really excited a lot of people when it came out, and has really influenced many generations of filmmakers. The first of her retrospective program is Thursday evening, and then the second will be Saturday.
David Dinnell is Program Director of the Ann Arbor Film Festival. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.